Let's go on up the country to Maine and talk to our good friend Bill, who has a thought on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Bill.
I think I know why John Henry is doing what he's doing. And, you know, he's owned the team for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
His cost is really low. The value of the franchise right now is very high. He's earning cash flow from the seats and from the television deals and stuff like that.
Right.
So his yield on his cost, like the amount of cash flow that he's making on what he paid for that team, is off the charts. In other words, he does not care about bringing another championship to the city at this point. All he cares about is that the money he put into this team is generating huge amounts of money. That's all I got, guys, but thank you.
Thank you, Bill, and I think that's sort of been, I don't know if that's been validated by the fact that he's expanded this portfolio of Fenway Sports Group mm-hmm. to include race car driving and hockey and all this other stuff. I don't know that validates what he said there, but it does sort of show that he is doing very well and the group's doing very well and they've been able to do these other ventures, and it seems like they want to do even more. There's still a rumored potential buyer of the Boston Celtics. Like, they're not trying to get any small. They're not selling any teams, right? Their portfolio is going to grow. It's not going to shrink, probably ever. And that's because, yeah, like the caller said, I mean, these are money-making ventures. These are the types of things that end up really appreciating over the years, and over the last 23 years, the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Celtics, I mean, all these things, they've all exploded and become multi-billion dollar companies that were not purchased for that much. So, yeah, all that's true. And I think that's certainly the fire and desire to be the first team to break the curse and the first ownership group to do all that back in 2001 when he bought the team. That's all way out the window, but that's been true for, you know, that's been true for 20 years. So, right. I mean, now, you know, they've won championships since then. I don't think that's necessarily something that goes out of style, like, oh, you're winning too much. No one's going to say that, but you can lose too much. And this is three straight years of missing the playoffs.
So if that's, and that is the accepted perception or rationale behind John Henry, right? Most people, I would say a majority of people think like you. I mean, hell, I had my poll at 87% thought this was another cheapo season, right? So why would he buy the Celtics?
Because it's another team that will appreciate making more money and all that. Yeah,
I feel like their value is very high right now. Now, I think in general, sports teams continue to appreciate.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're at a pretty high spot. Now, I know there's theories about you end up getting your own arena and doing, you know, splitting off from the Garden and doing things of that nature.
Well, if it's the Red Sox doing it, right now they have the smallest park in the, well, that or Wrigley, but they have a very small park compared to the Dodgers and these other teams mm-hmm. that can make much more money just off the gate. So I don't think they're going to want to go and pay rent to the Jacobs. If it's Fenway Sports Group, I think you can pretty much guarantee that they're going to build their own arena.
Right, but they just came off a championship.
Right.
They have a ridiculous amount of money invested in the roster. Right. If anything, John Henry's probably looking at Wick Grosbeck and his father, Irv, mm-hmm. and saying, see, that's why I don't do that. That makes no sense. You won, and look what it cost you, your team.
Right.
You're selling. So
you're losing money.
Why would he want to get... It's almost like he would want to wait until they tear it down. Or is he going to be the tear-down guy like he did in Miami? I just don't know... He's already I guess if you're already hated by a fan base in Boston, do you care if you're the guy who tears down the Celtics? Oh, we're going to have to cut costs, so Tatum's going to go, or Brown's going to go, or whoever's going to go.
If they buy the team, it is not going to look... The contracts are not going to look like that.
Right.
They are going to start peeling off layers probably right away.
And so the team will probably get worse.
Definitely.
And you don't have Fenway Park, so you're not guaranteed attendance, right? Like, that's a little different.
Right.
I do think Fenway Park is somewhat unique in that. Wrigley Field, there's a handful of them, but mm-hmm. that does not transfer to the new arena you build for the Celtics. In fact, you have to spend, what, $1 billion to build a new arena?
No, at least, yeah.
So now you're in it for $6 billion, you bought the team, another $1 billion for the arena, and you just got rid of their best players? Sounds like a recipe for fun.
Sure, it might not be fun, but I think that...
Is it going to make money?
Yes.
You sure about that?
I will. Okay. It'll absolutely be. Maybe not right away. You're not going to get an immediate big return.
You just invested $7 billion?
Yeah. I think within, I don't know, 10 years, another decade goes by, that'll appreciate. Absolutely.
Fans will not appreciate it if it's run this way.
No. Because it's still going to be the Boston Celtics, and there's still going to be people who fill whatever new arena they have, and it's still going to make money.
You sure about that?
Yes, I absolutely
think they'll fill the arena no matter what?
Yes. If they're good.
No.
I mean, if the team completely
if they sell off one of their two best players, let's say, right off the bat.
Well, you Jaylen think they're Brown still going to win championships if they do that, so, you know, no big deal.
I don't know about that. I meant overcome, like, an injury, or I don't know if you sell off the parts, how that works exactly.
Maybe not. But that's let's say they just keep Brown and Tatum, and they rearrange everything else. Right, but they keep Brown and Tatum.
And they're a 40-win team?
I don't think they'd be a 40-win team with those two and, you know, whatever else you have around them. But I do think that those two together, especially if they... Because this isn't even going to happen until 2028, right? That's what Wick said. He's like, yeah, you know, we'll start the process now, but I'm going to still be the owner. We're still going to have controlling interest in it, and the deal won't get done for, like, three more years. So in those 3 years... You don't know who's going to stay. Porzingis is probably gone. Holiday's probably going to retire. Like, you know, like all these
Horford's
things may
gone,
happen.
Like,
Horford's gone. Brown and Tatum are signed for big money for longer than that. So, you know, they'll still be around. And you just have to fill in around that. Like, that's when you look at it that way, it's not really that daunting. You know, like, well, we're not going to be the bad guys because by then, by 2028 or whatever, all these taxes are already going to have been paid. Maybe we'll have to pay them in the, you know, back taxes or whatever. But we're not going to look like the bad guys ripping the team apart. That will have naturally happened in 3 years.
But you're still on the backside of a certain style of ownership and success, and then by comparison, you probably won't live up to that.
Probably not, but you know what? They sold. So, you know, like, that's what you're supposed to do.
No, I'm just saying
everybody loves that ownership group until they sold the team, and then it's not that ownership group anymore. And I think that that also goes to show, in a way, that you just can't, it's not realistic to expect that anymore. The days of, like, Steinbrenner spending out of control and just doing whatever it took to win because he was a winner and he cared about winning and screw the bottom line.
What about
those,
the Dodgers?
Those days are mostly gone. I think even the Dodgers, as much as they're spending, still care about their bottom line to an extent, and they pick and choose when they go all in. The Padres, too. Padres had to take out loans to pay for the rest of that roster. They'd never done anything like that before. I think the teams are picking and choosing, but you can't just do that all the time. You know, you can't just do whatever. You can't George Steinbrenner it and just throw money at any little problem that you have forever and just think that that's going to work. It's a new day. It's a new day in sports, and these owners don't think that way anymore.
You're probably right. I mean, Steve Cohen did that with the Mets. Like, they went all in, and then they decided they weren't really all in anymore,
right,
and started to sort of tear it down. I don't know that time is dead, and I sometimes wonder about the finances. Like, I feel like they cry poor, or they cry, oh, it's a tough business and this. I don't know.
Henry at the winter weekend 2 years ago was like, yeah, baseball players are expensive, and it was like, shut up, man. Like, just come on.
So why do the richest, most powerful people in the world line up to buy sports franchises? There's like a small group.
No one else can afford it.
No, I know, but you'd right. think those are businessmen that are like, that's dumb. I'm not going to do that. There's so many other better ways to spend my money, spend my time. And yet it seems like the small group of people that are really rich see sports as a really good place to be. Right?
Yeah.
So it's not as bad as they make it out to be financially. Oh, so tough in this day and age. Is it? Is it really tough in this day and age? Because why y'all want to be in it?
Yeah. I mean, it is business-wise. It does, even if you don't invest, as the Red Sox and their ownership group have learned here over the last 5 years, even if you don't invest a ton of money, you'll still get people out there. You still make gate. You'll still do all these things. Your brand will still appreciate. That's part of it. That's why so many minority owners. Why do you think every one of these ownership groups has like 100,000 minority owners?
Right.
Who are all in there for, you know, $20 or whatever. It's more than that. But like,
I would,
you know,
I'll buy in for 20.
I'll buy in for
looking.
20 at the Celtics.
I'll
hey,
take a share of the Celtics.
I got $100 on the Celtics. I'll crank it up a little bit. $100.
I will put in $10,000.
Whoa.
I would put in $10,000.
Whoa.
What do I get for that? Like one ticket a year or something?
No,
you get like a sausage at the Garden.
Yeah, you get like a suite for like one game.
Oh, I would do that.
That's basically it.
If I pay $10,000 to be a real super minority owner and I get one suite for one game, the smallest suite there is or whatever, I would absolutely do that.
You pay $10,000 for one night at a suite?
No,
that's
I get a piece of the team.
Yeah, I know, but...
No, I want that on the books, too, so that I could actually sell that. It's an asset.
Yeah, I suppose.
You made it sound like an indecent proposal. You'd pay $10,000 for one night in a suite.
You and Irv Grossbeck right. in a suite for $10,000.
I'll go higher than that. I'll go $20,000 if you give me one night in a suite and a little chunk of the team.
All right. That's easy to buy. As we've learned, it's easy to buy Andy Hart. Sometimes it just takes,
I haven't been bought
it just
yet.
Takes empty promises, but it can also be bought. There's a price tag, too,
you can't call them
well.
Empty promises yet.
Yes, I can.
They have not been paid off or
I believe that they will be empty promises.
But I believe they will be fulfilled promises.
Okay, so we disagree, but
I believe
think
that
they're going to be
empty. I believe that win. I believe that they will sign. I believe that they will trade.
Okay. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we return, we will get back into our Patriots conversation. Tommy Curran had some interesting things to say. We'll get to that as well, along with what this team's biggest problem is. That's all coming up next.